The latest information we have on this tragic shipwreck is that at least 38 perished, 38 bodies have been recovered, 22 have survived and are being given treatment and support by IOM, the International Organization for Migration, and local authorities.
What do you know about this incident? How many people were on the boat and what were their nationalities, their backgrounds?
These individuals were traveling on this vessel, on this boat from the Yemen coast across the Gulf of Aden, approximately a 2 to 3 hour journey to Djibouti. Just to give some context to this developing story, every year, thousands upon thousands of migrants from the Horn of Africa, in particular Ethiopia and Somalia, leave home in the hope of reaching Gulf countries to find work and job opportunities. In order to do this, they have to travel from their communities of origin through Djibouti across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen. But when they get to Yemen, many of them find that they cannot actually get to the border with, in particular, Saudi Arabia, where they hope to cross over to and then move around the Gulf. Many of them find that they are stranded in Yemen and facing very serious, very severe humanitarian situations and life-threatening and dangerous situations. Many migrants are targeted by traffickers and smugglers. Many face arbitrary arrest and detention, and even more serious and compelling than that, a lack of access to shelter, a lack of access to food, a lack of access to security. So it's believed that with reference to this latest tragedy, these were migrants from the Horn of Africa, predominantly from Ethiopia, who were traveling back to Djibouti, okay, back across the Gulf of Aden, returning to the Horn of Africa. Many of these migrants, IOM has found, want to get back to Djibouti to buy more time, to replan their attempt to reach the Gulf. And there are those, obviously, who have given up on the hope of reaching the Gulf and want to return home.
You mentioned many migrants travel from Horn of Africa countries across the Gulf of Aden looking for better opportunities. So have there been other such tragedies in the recent past?
Unfortunately, such tragedies are not uncommon. Over the last couple of years, hundreds upon hundreds of migrants have died in both directions. That is from Djibouti crossing the Gulf to Yemen, and migrants wanting to return from Yemen crossing the Gulf to Djibouti.
What is IOM doing to help address this situation and help the vulnerable migrants?
In terms of the efforts being made to rescue survivors and recover the bodies of those who perished, IOM, the International Organization for Migration, is working with local authorities to assist in the recovery of those who have perished and to assist those who have survived. IOM operates a network of migrant response centers in Djibouti along this route that I'm describing, the eastern route, as it's known, from the Horn of Africa to Yemen and the Gulf. And IOM operates multiple migrant response centers to meet the immediate humanitarian needs of these migrants who make this perilous and dangerous journey.
Those are the questions that I had. Before we conclude, would you like to add anything?
IOM, in partnership with 48 other humanitarian and development organizations and governments, under the auspices of the Migrant Response Plan for the Horn of Africa and Yemen and Southern Africa, have been appealing to the donor community for funds to respond to the immediate humanitarian needs of the many thousands, hundreds of thousands of migrants along the eastern route. Overall, 2 million are actually in need. That's a combination of migrants and the communities that host them. And again, these funds are needed to provide immediate humanitarian assistance, but also to seek ways and look for ways to address the root causes of this type of dangerous migration, which takes in, as I said earlier, women and even children in this tragic incident who perished. Unfortunately, the Migrant Response Plan appeal is grossly underfunded, severely underfunded, and this latest tragedy is just another urgent and rude wake-up call to how much assistance migrants traveling from the Horn of Africa and Yemen trying to reach the Gulf need.